Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Happy Monday to you all. Greetings back home after a great weekend out in Ohio and Pennsylvania doing shows. Nice crowd. Had a great time. Had a really great time. Got to meet some more fantastic people in this great country of ours. You know, I do a lot of travel, and I've noticed something. There's a lot of great people in this country. A lot. So the question is, why do the shittiest ones always get on top? I know if you're a congressman or a senator, I just offended you as a group in mass, but prove me wrong. When will the first one of you stand up and make a coalition, if there's so many of you good people there, to stop this absolute asinine spending, basing it on previous bad behavior? Oh, Trump, would you shut up? Trump is not in office, you idiots. This is right at the feet of Joe Biden. If spending is so bad, why are you not stopping spending? Look at what people do and not what they say. This is an old phrase. This is an old phrase that we have forgotten. The country where you're not supposed to judge anybody. Look, folks. Did a lot of driving this weekend, did a lot of thinking. And yes, on the surface, it may seem unfair that smart people make more progress. It may seem on the surface unfair. But they were born that way. Are we not judge people who were born a certain way? They identify as intelligent. Yet we're told that their classes and their advanced programs are racist. Now, I get everybody is in a different place in life. I get that. But holding back the front so that the rear can keep up is not a way. That is the only way to stifle. See, this is why capitalism allows everybody to have a chance to shoot their shot, to take that brilliant idea that's in their head and do something with it. And in the olden days, you could pretty much have an idea and go to work at it. And then people are like, oh, that's when people got sick. Yeah, things happened then. Well, are things not happening now? Where is your glorious government in Palestine, Ohio? Where is your glorious government at all these other train wrecks encircling the country? Where is your glorious government that just forced, you know, Joe's a champion of the men, but forced the rail workers to accept an agreement that they said would lead to exactly what we're witnessing? Well, there's no correlation there, no causation, as they would famously say, even though it went bang, bang. And this dawned on me because the NTSB had their little meeting and they said this was a preventable accident. I don't know if you caught that, ladies. She said the train went by the first sensor, I believe, it was, and these are not exact numbers, but it's to prove a point. to prove a point. The train went by sensors that were designed to prevent exactly what happened. So that was spent. Those sensors were there, and they were designed to prevent exactly this situation. That's what they were designed for, prevent this exact situation. Programmed to automatically sense because never fail. They are perfect. It went by the first sensor. It was something I believe they said in the neighborhood of 30 degrees above the air temperature, which, if you know anything about bearings and things spinning, is absolutely nothing. Because they will. They will develop a little heat in their own. Your car doesn't. Why your motor develops heat? Friction. It's friction. Go back to basic high school science. Follow me on this. The second one I went by, I believe they said it was at 200 degrees above the air temperature. Had now anybody would immediately go, what? But not the computer. You know why? It had not hit the threshold. That's why. Because it does what it's told. There's no logic, really. AI, they haven't built that into everything yet. It will be soon. It will build itself into everything eventually. And I said itself because it will do it. We are dancing with the devil right there. Whew. Whatever. Will make your life easier when you don't have to think. Machine will just think for you. Went by that second sensor at 200 degrees above. It should have been, in my mind, when the alarm was tripped. But at the next one, it was in the 240s, and that's when the alarm was tripped. At which point, the conductor immediately began slowing down. The man did his job. But because the first one didn't trigger the alarm, it went from sensor to sensor on fire. Now, here's my question. She said it's preventable? Absolutely. Most people say, change the temperature settings. Now I'm saying, no. Let's take some of this automatic crap out of the loop. And let's put people back into that equation. A vast majority, a large number. I can't say a vast majority. I'd say a large number. And growing every day. We all cannot disagree on that. Growing every day. Are these doorbells that have recorders on and video cameras. And why do people do that? Why do people do that? I mean, we have automatic alarms, do we not? Do we not have automatic alarms? And why do we not trust automatic? Because the damn things go off for everything because they can't think. They're given parameters, and bang, that's what they act on. No, we trust I, what you see. So a camera is there, and these aren't expensive. They certainly aren't as expensive, absolute destruction of an environment and putting millions of pounds of toxic shit in the air while telling people not to drive their SUVs because it's bad for the environment. So instead of spending millions on these things, I'm sure Ring would work with the people. Put a series of cameras down the train at intervals so that the conductor can view the train. Look, these drag racers on Street Outlaws, they have cameras. They just stick it right on. And boxcars and everything are made out of steel. So you could have a camera network that, depending on how long it is, the conductor can decide at what points he wants to look at. And he would be able to observe his train. And why don't those sensors shoot a temperature to the cab so that somebody could have been curious? They've already got them. They've already got a system for it to trigger an alarm. All you got to do is reprogram it, and it can send the numbers right to the cab. Yeah, right, this is preventable.
Also, if they weren't forced into a contract, which gives them barely any time to inspect the car, maybe, if you want to play this maybe game, maybe they would have figured out something was wrong with that wheel before they put it on the track. But don't drive your SUV. Get rid of your gas stove. You're killing the planet. You doing it. Not us. We only poisoned the whole river. You know, people that lose trillions are worried about your $600 transaction. But you let it happen. You lay right down. Go ahead, trample on me. And the only problem is you take all of us down with you. And your little, the government said it was safe and effective, you conspiracy theorist. And while we're talking about that, while we're talking about safe and effective, here we go. Veteran baseball pitcher has tragically died from a heart attack at age 31. Yes, it continues to add up. Oh, and while we're there real quick, I'm going to come back to this later. You're going to love this. A cardiologist, imagine that. That's a guy who deals with the heart, for you people who do not know. A cardiologist warns more people in their 20s and 30s are showing up with heart attacks and heart disease. Okay. Again, this is going back to what I was talking about last week, about interpreting what's true. Okay? People have been screaming from the beginning that this whole thing stunk. I don't get into this now. Sorry. We'll get back to this when we get to this. I want to get back to where I was, wherever that happens to have been. Oh, talking about the environment and what's going on all over this country. We do have to care for the less fortunate. We do. Sorry, I'm a real train wreck today because my mind has been just racing on this stuff. In the society we grew up in, we understood this whole, there are some people who are not as intelligent as other people. I'm sorry to break that. I'm not saying I'm a brainiac or anything. I'm just saying there are people smarter than other people. We all know it, but we're not allowed to say it. We're all the same. Anybody can do whatever they want to do. That's another BS law that we have been telling people for a long time. Anybody can't do anything. Anybody can't do anything. There are some people that can do things that are beyond what would be their perceived abilities. I think his name's Spud Webb, the real short basketball player. He was out there in the land of giants. Everything said he shouldn't have made it, but he did because he had the talent. Not because everybody that height, that they just work hard enough, can be in the NBA. It's height discrimination. It's not a bad thing. It's what is. It's life. And that's why to tell a short person that they can be in the NBA is really setting them up for a life of struggles. Because there needs to be a certain level of honesty. And we don't have that anymore. Because you're just supposed to look at everybody and go, yeah, everything's okay. Everything's cool. Everything's great. I know you might be having a hard time, so I'm just supposed to say everything's cool. That's not how you do it, folks. You've just taken all the rails off the tracks. Now, anything's anything. There needs to be certain boundaries. There does. You can't just go around killing people. We've got people so convinced that they can't be judged that because somebody said something or somebody did a certain way, bang, you can just shoot them. Whatever happened to the decency of honoring life? That's what you say now by making everybody equal. You supposedly care for them more than me. But you're allowing them to be slaughtered in the streets in the name of equality. It's not right to keep him in jail because he doesn't have money. No, it's right to keep him in jail because he shot four people. That's why it's right. We're not saying he's guilty, but damn it, we're going to hold him till we got some kind of idea. But see, that's the other thing. We all talk about how it's the criminal justice system's plugged. Well, there's a way to fix that. You wonder what that way is? And here's that way. Get these traffic cops to stop writing tickets for bullshit. Take them off this traffic patrol garbage. And this is how you fix, well, then everybody's going to be doing what they want. Well, this is how you fix that. And these are all simple fixes because, see, simple fixes always involve self-responsibility. Because if you aren't responsible for anything you do, there's no fixes in the world that's going to cure that. Self-responsibility. If you do not have that, if you have no responsibility of self, I can solve no problems you have. It's the truth. I can't write a single law if you're not going to be self-responsible. See, that's the whole thing about freedom. Freedom requires you to be self-responsible. It does. Not anybody. So it's not my fault. They made me do it. It's not my fault. He made me do it. No, it's your fault. You did it. You are the one who did it. It is your fault. Once we get down to that, then we can actually write laws that will actually be obeyed. And we can also stop it with this safety garbage. Look, folks, why should I have to go to court for not wearing a safety belt? It's the law. That's a stupid answer. Now, do this again. Why should I be required to wear a safety belt? It's because it's for your safety, Dan. Maybe I don't want to wear it. Maybe I don't. Maybe, and there are people who absolutely do have conditions that can't wear one. Why should they have to explain? Why should they have to have a note to practice dangerous freedom of not putting a piece of fabric across their lap, much like you're willing to shut people down for not putting a piece of fabric across their face? It's where we tell you to wear it, and you're wearing it is a sign of compliance, that you are obeying, that you are a good little citizen. But you understand, this is very simple, Dan. Just trying to make you safer. No, they have taken another right away from you. Isn't it my body, my choice? Again, I hear that all the time. Except for when it comes to things like really things that are your body and your choice. It don't involve another little thing that you just choose to name something else. These things actually affect you. They do. They actually affect you. So why is it okay for the government to tell you to do that and then clog up the courts with cases of people who actually stand up for their rights? Why can the court tell you to wear a helmet? There's no damn reason for them to be able to tell you to wear a helmet. Why can they tell you what food you can eat, what food you can't eat? These are all personal choices. You, as an informed person, should be able to look things up, make your own choice. Oh, yeah, do your own research and figure out what you want to eat or do not want to eat. Because look what the FDA has given us. The Food and Drug Administration, the glorious government. They've given us poisoned food. The food we eat is garbage. And you start realizing that when you quit eating it. Because, see, I'm allergic to eggs and chicken. So the vast majority of everything out in public now I can't eat. Because cross-contamination is big in every kitchen in the United States. And don't care how clean and all this, it's there. You just can't, you know, you can be as clean as you want. The shit just gets places, folks. That's what germs and bacteria do. This, like I said, this whole idea that we can sterilize a place is just the biggest horseshit that's brought us some of the most deadly diseases, because you can't. You can do it to a certain level, but these bitches are, they live in volcanoes. They live under the ground. They live through 1,000 years of being frozen. You really think that we got that good that we can wipe them all out? No, that's why we were designed with immune systems that learned based on the germs given to them. Oh, that's out there in the bargain. I better get working on that one. Oh, that one's a since that. Look at that. That's rare. Never seen that one before. Let's really look at it. Your body does it all by itself. Yeah, but Dan, some people die. Yeah, some people do die. I'm sorry to tell you that. Some people do die. Guess what? I'm going to tell you something that's going to really upset you. Everybody's going to die. That's the journey we are all on together, folks. We don't like to mention that. We want to act like, that. Oh, if you just do this and squeeze your orange juice and don't do this and don't eat that, you'll live for... No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. You know what the biggest number one factor in every disease is? And I this is every single one because I've heard everybody always say this, like with cancer and all those, stress. Stress. The number one cause of basically every disease there is. Because when your body's stressed, it hurts itself. And that's why learning to relax and going, whatever's going to happen, is whatever's going to happen, and putting your best plan out there. And if it's wrong, learn from that being wrong. I'm a work in progress. I'm working on my PhD and my doctorates and all that. I want to add some more PhDs. Now, I got to, you know, it's, life teaches you lessons. The question is, will you accept them? Now, I knew from the very beginning this COVID was garbage. I took a lot of heat from a lot of people. A lot of people dropped me and said I was some kind of racist and all kinds of shit. Speaking the truth. And now... they come to find out that every single thing they were told was a lie. But they won't accept it. It's easier to fool a man than convince a man he has been fooled. Sad, but true. Oh, man, this is not really a good place to break this, but I got to get this in or I'll never get it in. Hope you're enjoying this. Sorry, I really don't bring up the board. I had two callers. I like to rant and rave. I have no trouble feeling that time. It's actually kind of fun to me to rant and rave. I hope you're picking up on what I'm saying. I'm saying we do. We very much do need to care for our fellow man. And if you're stealing from them, you can't possibly be caring for them. And that's on you, and you know. You know when somebody at the top is making $20 million and you got somebody pushing a broom making $15 an hour, you know that's wrong. Do I want the government to make a law about it? No, I don't want the government to make a law about it. I want you all to realize to help your fellow man. There is absolutely nothing wrong with helping your fellow man. And if you really want to make the world a better place and you're waiting for these miserable governments to do anything, you're going to wait forever. Power is yours to help everybody who's where you can help. That spreads. Be positive. Don't be negative. I know it sounds like I'm being negative, but you got to point out the bad shit, folks. You got to, and then you get the positive side. And the positive side is we've been through a lot. I've been through a lot. I've been knocked down many times, but I always get back up, and you can do the same. Got to do commercials because I'm way over. Be right back.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc., about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gore.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on
when the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, Tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
By far, my favorite ad I run, and I run it every week because it makes such a point. Matter of fact, I'm going to make that point with humor. One of my old favorite jokes. I've told this one many times. There was an old man and old lady. They've been married for like 50 years. They've been married since they were young. They died together. Showed up at the gates of heaven. They were given a tour. St. Peter. He took them into the first room. In the first room, there was people enjoying fine wine and cigars, talking and laughing. The man says to St. Peter, he says, doesn't that cause cancer and cirrhosis of the liver? And St. Peter goes, this is heaven. Jesus here. They go into the next room. In the next room is sunshine and people outside enjoying the sunshine. The man says to St. Peter, he goes, I thought sun caused cancer. This is heaven. There are no diseases here. So they go into the next room, and in the next room is a buffet. All the things you've been told never to eat are always so fantastic. And the old man looks at St. Peter, and he says, let me guess. This is heaven. There's no diseases. St. Peter goes, correct. So the man turns to his wife and says, you and your bran muffins, we could have been here 40 years ago. You see, I watched my parents with today's for-profit medicine. And I see it in my friends. They're getting pill organizers for all the pills they take. The only pills I take daily are the ones absolutely required for me to function. Like if I have high cholesterol, which I have no idea if I do, because I've never been to a doctor, so I don't have a problem with my cholesterol. I haven't done all that lab crap. I feel healthy? Yep. Do I enjoy walking? Yep. Can I still get around? Yep. That's all I need to know. You're not going to put me on all this shit to lower this and pump that so I can be like my parents with a box of pills and taking 10 pills a day. I'm not going to be that man. Two pills I absolutely positively have to take every day. One of them is because I have no sense of balance, why I can't wear a mask. I balance with my eyeballs. I take a Dramamine every day to suppress the dizzy feeling that I have because of my Meniere's disease. The other one I take is I take a Zyrtec a day because it helps me with my allergies to eggs and chicken because I said there's cross-contamination in everything and every product. It doesn't matter what it is. So I take that to keep from breaking out in hives and have to take steroids. That is definitely a necessity. I've had hives for 2 years, and that'll make you want to just get off the planet Earth is what it will make you want to do. So those are the two things I take. That's it. Now, I make sure I take vitamin C every day. I make sure I take vitamin D every day. I have two other multivitamins I take that are designed for men. So I try my best to live a good, healthy life, but I don't worry about it because stress is the number one thing that you've got to avoid. It's got to be. And this medicine we do now is absurd. I've seen more than one of my friends, I've got 5 or 6 pills I'm taking today. Why? Well, he told me to. Y'all realize the number? It's usually the number 2 or number 3 leading cause of death every year in the United States is medical malpractice. Why do you think they call them practicing physicians? Because they do not know.
and anything natural from the past, which was the standard up until medicine was taken over. I'm going to do some research on that. Look at when medicine changed. And I was around in the 80s in the HMOs, manage your health. Go to the doctor more. It will make you healthy. You know what will make you healthier? Don't stress and do hiking. Get out in God's world. Commune with nature a little. Shut your head down. That really helps. I don't like that. Well, then don't. Okay. Figure out what you do like and do that. But quit being stressed. But here we are, folks. Here we are. Now I'm going to get into this again. Folks, if you can't see all the train derailments and start questioning stuff, if you can't see the power station attacks and start questioning stuff, if you can't see the big chemical spills and start questioning stuff, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, man, that's just stuff that happened. We've just had a bad week, year, two, three, something. Well, past 2 years weren't because of an actual, like, I mean, there might have been a really bad flu bug or a virus, but what really destroyed everything was them declaring emergency, taking away your rights, and shutting down the world. They destroyed the food chain. They destroyed the supply chain. They destroyed the economy. They destroyed individual families. They destroyed individual businesses, all of which that disease, if we had done nothing, would have not done. Prove me wrong. Because, see, I said at the beginning of this, when this all gets to the end and it's proved that everything they did was wrong, they will say, we were just trying to do our best. I was just trying to do my best. We were scared. We had no idea. The data coming out of Italy, folks, 84 was the average age of death. 94% had two or more comorbidities, and if the average age of death was 84, that meant nothing but old, frail people were dying. But we shut the world down. We destroyed everything. We crashed it like a plane into the ground. Over a 99% survivable virus. We cowered. And we allowed them to send us home, tell us that we were non-essential, then tell us we had to take an experimental thing if we wanted to get back to living. Who the hell are they to grant you your right to live, folks? When will you just go, holy shit, Dan's got a point. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Learn from the past or live it again, and we're living it again, and you're letting it happen. And now, I shared this video the other day of a news report from the swine flu vaccine that 14 people had died, and it was stopped in its tracks. Now, the number that have died from the vaccine now, and again, this is all hearsay. You know, it's probably conspiracy theory. You know, like the whole fact that it was leaked out of a Wuhan lab, which now they're coming back to say, you know, that's probably what happened. I mean, we ruined your lives. We neutered your speech. We took away your First Amendment. We called you crazy. We called you conspiracy theorists. We put you out of the feed. We did all that stuff like that. But you know what? It kind of looks like, you know, after it's all said and done, for sure, we weren't necessarily wrong. We were scared, and we just wanted to keep We wanted to keep the message, you know, simple so that the simpletons that we rule over would be able to handle it. And you let them do it. You let them do it. You went along with it. You told me you're wrong. You're stupid. I bet you did your own research, and you're the rubes. Oh, but now they're trying to say a study. Get this. Get this. I'm going to like this. This is a study. This is an actual study. A lack of problem-solving skills and rigid thinking linked to vaccine refusal. Study finds. In other words, it's not that people who took it actually made Facebook posts that said, I'm prepared to have a week off from work to deal with the side effects of the vaccine, but I care. So you knew that it was going to have side effects, and people were posting all over Facebook about how sick they were after they got their vaccine, but that was proof that it was working. They shut down a vaccine for 13 deaths. We've got to be upwards of 25, 30,000 by now. Like it's been said before, one friend of yours ate at a restaurant and died from food poisoning. You would probably never, ever go there again. But thousands have died. People are dropping dead from heart attack. A cardiologist says heart attack deaths in young people are up 20% to 30%. But it's safe, Dan. Dan, it's safe. The government said it's safe. It's safe. The government, you know, the government says East Palestine, Ohio is safe. But you don't see them, like, staying there. It's safe. The government's told you it's safe. The government is, it's wonderful. It's never done anything against its people. Wow, you people are getting... If you don't know history, this is why... Look, your founding fathers wrote a document that basically said, we don't trust government, but shit, there's got certain things that got to be taken care of by the government. I agree with them on that. Not everything can be handled individually. You need a unbiased court, which we don't have anymore. You need unbiased military media that's willing to actually watch the government and report on the government. We don't have that anymore. You need people who will take personal responsibility for their actions. We ain't got that anymore. So where are we? Out in the middle of the ocean. And there ain't no land in sight. And it's about to get rough. So all you people who made fun of these preppers might start watching some of them videos. Like, make sure you at least have a knife and a lighter in your pocket at all times. Just those two simple things will change your world. Always have a knife and a lighter in your pocket at all times. You will not regret it. Promise you, you will not regret it. But they're still forcing this stuff on people. And look at this. I'm serious, folks. This is every day. Veteran baseball player tragically dies from a heart attack at 31. A cardiologist says people in their 20s and 30s are showing up with heart attacks and heart disease. Why isn't there a study? Why aren't they asking? They ask you to eat damn dinner. Are you vaccinated? Yeah. Look, I'm self-important. Look at me. Look at how cool I am. I have power over you. I could deny you because of a medical condition. Y'all understand? Y'all understand? I ain't changed my tune one second to this whole thing. That's because I'm rigid in my thinking. No, it's because my thinking was correct. When they said 2.25 million dead in 3 months, I said they were full of it. And they were. They most certainly were. This stuff is killing people. But you don't care because the government told you it's safe. Fauci told you. Why are you such a conspiracy theorist? I mean, the government's never lied. Well, except for marijuana. They lied about that, and they made a whole report that showed it wasn't harmful, but they hid that because black people smoked it. That's the truth. Look it up. I think the guy's name is Enslinger or some shit like that. They wouldn't lie to us except UFOs. I mean, they knew back at Roswell because now it's come out that everything that was said about Roswell was true and that they basically had alien technology for all those years, probably somewhere in there. Because we've all, see, the things we heard, we were told UFOs were not there. We were told that people who saw UFOs were crazy. We were told that people who believed that the government had alien technology were crazy. We were told that the aliens had technology that produced free energy, and is starting to look like that might also, well, that's a lie according to the government, but like everything else that they said was a lie, is all now true. And why is it true now when it wasn't true a couple years ago? Because the government said so. So the government now has become so strong that they can create your reality. So let it be written, so let it be done. You critical thinkers out there are the problem. They said that the people who didn't take it were stands fast or all this other stuff like that. Now maybe we think and we don't run with the herd. And maybe if you had thought, you wouldn't be a genetically modified organism, which you are now. Sorry to tell you. Everything I've said is coming true. Everything I've said is coming true. They have found that every single thing labeled a conspiracy theory and a lie and misinformation is the exact truth. And everything that you were told was the truth was an exact lie. But you don't care because you trust your government. You probably take strippers home too because they tell you they love you. Well, they don't go home with you, but they sure take your money. Just like a government. So here we are, folks. Here we are, kiddies. They know people are dying. They know heart deaths are up. They're still trying to force this down your throat. The elite colleges with all your brainiacs are still trying to force this down your throat when there's zero proof. Even admitted by Pfizer under oath, they did not test it on stopping transmission. But 35% of America still getting booster shots. Do yourself a favor. Look up vaccine-induced AIDS. Start going down that rabbit hole. Oh, that's all misinformation. What if it isn't? Everything you were told at the beginning was misinformation is now true. So why is that not the same case? Now, see, a guy explained it one night on a video. This is why I want you to do your own research. I'm not going to show you where I found it. I want you to look. Because when you look is when you really learn. But he said the way they got this whole package through your immune system is they temporarily shut down your immune system to slide that package past there. Basically speaking, I know. Dan, you're not a virologist. I don't have to be a virologist to understand what they're kind of saying. Because anybody who knows anything about the body, when you introduce a foreign object to it, and this is basic. You don't have to be a college brainiac to know this. This is basic. When your body sees something that shouldn't be there, it immediately tries to defend itself. That's the whole purpose behind the immune system. That's why the immune system will sometimes reject an organ from another person because it doesn't match and your body recognizes that. So they depress your immune system so they have the technology to do this. This is not made up. This is not something you have to be an expert to understand. They wrap that whole package, shut down your immune system, shove that baby in. Well, some people developed AIDS for real. And it is called vaccine-induced AIDS. And this becomes more of a condition the more of these shots you take. But I'm making this up. This is not true. So carry on. Trust the government. Trust the government. Trust the government. Oh, man, we blew right past the next break. We're going to have to, wow, I'm on a tear today. So we're going to have to do some commercials. I'm sorry. I'm really having fun today. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying the show. I really do. I'm trying to get you to open. I don't want you to think like me. I don't want you to think like me. I want you to think. I want you to think is what I want you to do. Be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com. And you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again. groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. And with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Okay. So I'm back. Having this big discussion about health right at the moment. I told you to go back to look when healthcare changed. Because we had healthcare before then. Mostly from natural items. And granted, there have been some major developments that are very good in medicine. But there's also been a dark side. Again, everything is, nothing's absolute, folks. Every good has bad. Every bad has good. It's just the way it is. It's again, one of those sayings that you just don't get. But the more you understand it, the more you can just look at everything and not just try to judge it and just discard it. Take a look at it. Ask why. Now, Woody Harrelson is in, you know, deep doo-doo for getting on TV and actually speaking the truth in a way that, see, this is why I'm talking about words. Words matter. Words matter. Your message matters. Why do you think all these research groups look into what words mean to people and what triggers people and what gets good people's positive response? Because a good ad campaign can take something average and make it excellent. It can also take something excellent and make it below average. This is the truth. It's human nature. It's what catches people's attention. We are all very much alike. When you travel, you figure that out. Everybody's pretty much the same everywhere, just little differences. It really is. They want to say something about another area, but they've all got the same thing. Everything is the same because we all have basic. That's why these people who study body language can tell these things about people. That's just in our base program. We don't even understand why we do it, but we do it, and we all do it. We all want to, I'm just an individual. There's nobody like me. You know, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not. You're one of the mass. You're an individual, but you're one of the mass. Some people are a little brighter in this area. Some people a little brighter in that area. In the world of math, you might be a genius who can solve everything on a chalkboard, but when it comes to fixing a car, you're lost. Some people's brains just work different ways. It's almost like we were all designed to complement each other. That's why your lowliest of workers are just as equal as the ones above. But they have no skill, and so they make less money. You develop skill, you become more of the wheel, you develop new skills. You become more valuable. But, your value shouldn't be, you know, 40 grand, 30, 40 grand a year when the CEO is making 20 and 30 million a year. Nah. But again, I do not want a law to stop that. Because once you give people the power to do that, look what we've had. We have a government now that can tell you what the minimum wage is. We got a government now that can steal half your money. And you'll stand there and say it's for the good of all. We have a government educating the next generation and telling them absolute lies. We got a government that's making kids go to these colleges as just further indoctrination. On-the-job training is the best for your skilled trades. You should get the basics and then go to the site and learn. That's how I did. I got the basics in school, and I went and they taught me at my job. Woody Harrelson said it brilliantly in a way that made it clear. Just like I say, I am for your right to kill your baby. Just don't say I'm aborting a fetus. Because that's what they've been doing. They've been saying the shot is for the good of America. But Woody Harrelson put it in a perspective. He said some drug cartels, which is what Big Pharma is, got together with their representatives, which is what Congress is, and said, you will take this or you cannot live. And they did exactly that. You had no choice. You had no freedom. You had no vote. You had no representation. You take this or don't have a life. And the ones that supported this, I'll remember you. Oh, yeah, I will. Because you tossed me to the curb. You gave not an iota of shit about me. Because I wouldn't share your fear. Because somehow it makes me jingoistic. No. I was raised to be brave. Thank God. I was raised with a backbone. Thank God. I'll be damned if you're going to walk on me. Thank God. I'm not afraid. I've been here be 61 years and a week. March 10th is my birthday. I go on 61. I had a great ride. I'm not going to be pumping pills in myself for somebody's fear. You people taking the pills. Here's the thing. I can understand if you're having a lot of problems from it. But most people, my girlfriend went to the doctor. She said, I didn't know my cholesterol was raised. Now she's all worried about her cholesterol. I'm like, well, nothing was showing before. Well, then you could just drop dead of a heart attack. Good. That's a great way to get the hell out of this game. No real pain, just going. You tell me a better way. I watched the worst way. I watched my dad on hospice, where if it had been a dog, we'd at least had the decency to let it go. But no, we got to cling because his life was so good for those 3 months while he laid in bed and had to be changed and bathed and not know what anything was. I mean, it was definitely, definitely good for him, you know, his life. It was great life experience. But this is what happens when you let the government say what you do with your own life. Because while he's there, the insurance is paying lots of money to companies that are making lots of money to keep him alive for no other reason than to just keep him alive. Oh, we've gone way off course over the years, folks. And I'm not for somebody who's just depressed killing themselves. No, I'm not for that. But my good friend David had cancer. And he lived in Washington. And they had the Death with Dignity statute where they gave him the pills so if he wanted to end it, he could if the pain got to be too much. And he never took it. He ended up dying naturally. But the peace of mind it gave him to not have to face the pain. The pain has no purpose. It's not like you're going to go through the pain and get better. No, you're going to go through the pain and then die. But this gives you a way to go around all that severe pain. And it gives you a peace of mind that if you couldn't deal with it, you could do something about it. That's your choice. But we have allowed the government to become so big that they can step in between us and our choices. That's not freedom. Now, I got to understand, they can step between you and your choice to kill somebody because it's wrong to kill somebody. They should step between you. They should step between you when you go rob somebody. But here's the funny thing. All these places that are letting crime happen in the city sure as hell ain't letting it happen out on the interstate because they got every one of them cops still pulling people over and stealing money for them for driving like a cop drives all day long. You can go fast and not be reckless. Go out on any of these damn interstates, folks. Everybody's going way over the speed limits. And then a cop will come up and snag one person without estate tags and try to go on a fishing expedition. And if that doesn't work, he'll write a big ticket, take their money at double the rate because they were in a construction zone, and send them on their way. It's a racket. It's a government racket. There are ways to take care of bad drivers without what we're seeing. There are many ways. It's about generating cash. That's all this is about. Same way doctors, they used to be a lot better, but now they're just in there handing out, take this pill, take that pill. Oh, this will make that better. Afraid to tell you you're overweight. When obesity occurred in 80% of the corona death. But not allowed to say that that's unhealthy. Obesity, like stress, core of many diseases. So why would you not want to eat healthy, walk, exercise, and be a healthy weight? I don't want to force you to do it. But I do want you to hear it. I do want to say it. Folks, when we were younger, we had a dress for fat women called a moo-moo. I come from a generation where we say our minds. And what I'm saying here now, stress and obesity are two of the biggest factors in an unhealthy life. So why shouldn't somebody tell you that that's wrong? That's not being mean. That's not fat shaming. That's not being an asshole. Somebody actually cares for you, and they'll try to impart you some information. But you're so everybody else is responsible for my disease that you won't take any responsibility for it. The fact you sit down and eat a whole pizza before you go to dinner, not one slice, not two, a whole damn pizza, but I can't figure out why I'm fat. Processed garbage they put out the window of these fast food chains. Why am I fat? He ate six stack burgers. I mean, they got a triple stack quarter pounder. Who the hell needs that much meat? But don't worry. Eat up. Because everything bad is your choice. And everything good is outlawed. How long, folks? How long are you going to let this go on? And see, the thing is, they have lied to you so much about what's good and what's bad. There are mountains of evidence that say marijuana is a miracle cure-all. A miracle cure-all for many seizures, arthritis, brain problems, migraines. The government spent 50, 60 years telling you that they knew in fact that marijuana was harmful on the level of an opioid. And they lied directly to your face, having full knowledge that that was an out-and-out lie. Yet they all towed the line. They all locked people in prison like dogs. They all stole money, telling you that this was a harmful drug, and then to turn around and say, maybe not. Maybe we were wrong. We were just doing it for the betterment. We were just doing it for the good of the people. Hey, we had the best of intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, kids. Ruling over other people's lives is always wrong. It is. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. For any reason. Because they have told us that marijuana was bad, and it turns out marijuana was good. They told us UFOs were fake, and then they told us UFOs were real. When did you lose the ability to have critical thought? So now, because they say it, it's true. So anything the government says is true? You have given them so much power that they are the arbiters of truth. You know, like Germany, who is in control of all the truth. And Japan, that was in control of all the truth. And Russia, that was in control of all the truth. We too have fallen in line and allowed our government to become large enough to be the arbiters of truth. I'm going to finish up with some thoughts, but I have to run some commercials. So we will do some commercials and be back to finish out the show. Let me see if I can find a commercial I want to do. Let's try this one.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
There are over 1 million accidents caused annually by wearing improper shoes. Needless accidents are caused by wearing high heels, flip-flops, and other shoes. We need to get everyone to stop driving in unsafe shoes. Barefoot driving is 100% legal in the U.S. and Canada. Driving barefoot is much safer. You can feel the pedals and no shoes getting in the way of the pedals. Some shoes fall off when driving and can cause accidents when this happens. So we are asking everyone to do the hashtag iDriveBarefoot challenge. Drive barefoot for safety. Take a video or selfie and tell a friend. Brought to you by Barefoot is Legal.
And we're back. Last segment of the show. Discussion with my good friend Herman. Matter of fact, he may end up being a co-host of the show. We're trying to get everything together on that. But what do you actually know? This is a question you need to ask yourself. I want you to go into your head, and what have you actually seen occur? That's what you actually know. What you were there to experience is what you actually know. Everything else in your brain is what you've been taught. Does that make sense? Everybody like, you flat earthers, you flat earthers. Okay. How do you know the world's round? Well, I've seen a picture of it from space. Yeah, you've seen a picture of it from space. Do you know if that's real? Oh, Dan, come on with your conspiracy. No, I'm asking a very simple, I'm not saying it's real or not real. I'm saying, did you actually see it? Not from a camera, not from a video. Did you actually see it in person? No, you did not. Much of what is in your head is what you have learned or been taught by other people. The only thing you know 100% is what you have experienced. Now, a lot of the stuff that's happening right now that the government has finally said that UFOs are real and marijuana is not bad, I already knew. I already knew that. I absolutely already knew that. Now, hold on a second. I got to do something real quick. Hold on one second. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that. I had to check something. So, that's the only thing that's 100% in your head, what you've seen. And even a small minuscule part of that can be misperception. So what you've got to do is take what you've been taught and analyze it, and don't just accept it as real and 100% and rock rib. This gives you the ability to be a critical thinker. And the people who don't get what I'm saying, well, sorry. Like I said, not everybody is a rocket scientist. Some of you will never understand it. And that's okay. Because everybody's different. We're all not the same. We are equal with squiggly lines, but we are not equal as the same. Every person is different. Every person has their individual talents. Every person has their individual skills. This is all fact. And one of the things that I've seen lately, like what they're talking with, I already knew about the marijuana thing. I already knew about it. I knew 100% about it because I've been through it. I have arthritis. I watched my friends who take what the doctors give them. I've watched them. I've watched them suffer through the side effects and the problems that come from all this poison they hand you to take. So I already knew way before the government said anything that pot was harmless.
And most of you know, too, if you'll be honest. Go to a party where there's alcohol. What do you know there's a chance of a fight? Because alcohol stirs aggression. That's a fact. But it's legal. Go to a pot party. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to destroy a lot of munchies. And that'd be pretty much the end of it. It'd be pretty much the end of it. Now, in my college days, college was not an indoctrination camp. In my college days, it was your first real taste of freedom, and everybody pressed those boundaries as far as they could go. Because you were free to do what you wanted to do in your household that you were paying for. People had fun. They partied. They had a good time. And I did a lot of, I'm not going to call it. See, this again, okay, that a politician goes, I experimented with drugs. Nobody experiments with drugs. You do drugs.
I was trying to see what it did to my mind.
No, you did drugs. I did a lot of them in college. Like I said, out of control. But as I was doing these things, I did discover things. Discovered something that they're just now. Because see, what they worried about with marijuana was that once people figured out that marijuana was good and that the government had lied, people would instantly go, well, what else have they lied about? What else? See, because the government said it was illegal was kind of the reason I tried it. Because I wanted to see. I wanted to see for myself, not just somebody else's opinion. Again, I know what I know because I've been there. And when I was in school, we did acid. And I know that I hallucinated heavily. I've questioned many times what the hallucinations were, whether they were made up or there. Because you hear all this quantum talk of parallel universes, and maybe the psychedelics give you the ability to see the other phases that are right next to you. Maybe you're not hallucinating, but you're seeing what's in the room with you. Oh, there you go, talking that stupid shit. No, I'm not talking stupid shit. Look at Michio Kaku's talking about this. He's a brainiac. He's one of them the science guys you follow. Talking about it. String theory, all this shit. Multi-dimensions, all kinds of stuff like that. But I also knew that at the end of a trip, there's what I call the reflective zone, the down zone, the downhill side, whatever you want to call it. The part I enjoyed most, where I got to kind of talk to the inner self. I know, all mystical shit. Well, if you don't believe this, turn the channel. I don't care. But it helped me with problems I had that were weighing me down. It helped me visit them, and we talked. And after the trip, I felt better. I wanted that sensation, the ability to see things stripped of all the distractions. It helps you see clear in a weird way. And that's why people have bad trips, because they look inside and they're like, wow, I'm a real piece of shit. But the funny thing is, after that bad trip, a lot of those people changed. I've seen it. I've watched it. They were much less of an asshole after the fact. After they'd had that bad trip, after they'd looked inside and discovered they really didn't like what was in there. The brain's an amazing place, folks. There's all kinds of evidence that we have lost many of our abilities from the past. So this is why I always seek to gain knowledge so that I can decide what I believe is true and what I don't believe. And I never say 100% on anything anymore. When I was young and naive, I would. But when you get older and you start realizing what you know, no. There's a very small fraction of what you have in your head is knowledge. Many things have to be taken on faith. Many things have to be taken on printed value because you will never experience them. But once you experience them and find out that your experience is 100% contradictory to what you've been told,
We should make note of that and make note of who told you that. And you'll find throughout your entire life, the biggest liar, the biggest spreader of misinformation is always the government. Time and time and time again, it has been proven that the biggest liar on the planet Earth are the governments on the planet Earth. The biggest liars, the biggest killers, more people have been killed by these governments than any individual crime spree. All in the name of the government. And we have let our government become one of those governments that are leaders and not representatives. And we have allowed them to rule us with fear so that you will give them your rights. They have said for years, psychedelics are bad. And if you go back and you look at the people who started the psychedelic movement, one of the things they spoke about was opening up your mind. That's one of the things the government fears the most, is your ability to critically think, take in information, and make your own decision. You are a dangerous person because you are an individual. And you can be an individual that is part of a group, and that group can be strong because of individuals. And that's why I'm saying this. The government's lied to you a ton, folks. Do your research. Actually question things. So here's one. Do this one just for fun. Go look at the levels of skin cancer before sunscreens were invented and after sunscreens became popular. And you know what you will see? You will see a spike in skin cancer. That's exactly what you'll see. Go look at when childhood immunizations were only for stuff that was really deadly. Polio, diphtheria. And then look when we went to 80, 90 of these vaccines and autism went off the chart. But there is absolutely no causation or correlation. Just look at this stuff. Open your mind. Think. How hard is that? That's really hard. Because then you have to believe in yourself. And then if you make a real choice, you have to take the personal consequences that go along with it. Like I said, why are they still pushing this poison on people? You have to ask yourself. Day after day, person dies. Let's put it this way. When the Rona was around, I can only tell you of one major person I can remember dying of the Rona, and that was, what was his face? He was a conservative radio host. And because he was conservative and spoke out against the vaccine, of course, they crowed from one side of the world to the other about his death to prove them correct. When it was just he was an old man with a lot of pre-existing conditions. They're starting to say this now. They're starting to say it in the open. But you've already bought the story. You've already taken the poison. And you, my friends, are a genetically modified organism. Whether you like it or not, that's what you is. Well, we've run out of time yet again. I enjoyed this show. I hope you did. I hope you think. That's what I said. I don't want you to believe me. I don't want you to go along with me. I want you to go make your own choice. That's what I want you to do. Make your own choice. Stand your ground. Don't be run over. Sure as hell, don't believe a word that comes out of the government's mouth without checking it. As always, if you're listening to this, you are resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.